Thank you for tuning in to the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, where we seek to unite God's people in Northern Nevada in order to see lives changed and lives saved. We have a great opportunity right now to make a difference in our communities, but it's going to take all of us. It's important that every Jesus follower is fully committed to a local church body while also celebrating and supporting fellow evangelical church bodies in the area. In the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, we celebrate what God is doing in our area and seek to inform God's people of opportunities to make a difference for Christ here and now in Northern Nevada.
We are your church. We pray, revive this earth.
Hey there, parents, grandparents, concerned citizens in Carson City, Carson Valley area. Did you know there is a new Christian school in Carson City called Legacy Christian Academy? Maybe you, during COVID or during these times, you've been wondering, what am I going to do about school? Public school is not working out well. Maybe you're trying the homeschool. Whatever it is, there is a new school. There's a new opportunity. And in this podcast, you are going to hear an interview with Larry Rodriguez with Legacy Christian Academy. And this is one of those episodes where we want to let you know what God is doing. This really is a neat new venture for God's kingdom, and it really is a collaborative venture for God's kingdom. It's not just one church out doing something. This is a collaborative effort to serve God's people and the community. We need other educational options. This isn't to say all the ones we have out there are wrong or bad, but for some of us, this might be exactly what you need. So listen to this interview and learn about Legacy Christian Academy. Maybe this place is for you, maybe not. Maybe somebody else needs this interview, and you should share this with them so they can get another idea of what to do for their kids or grandkids. Well, I am here with Larry Rodriguez at Legacy Christian Academy. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how are you, Derek?
Not too bad. Larry, what is your role with Legacy Christian Academy?
Derek, I actually serve as the chairman of the Board of Trustees. Some people have asked me because I have a chance to speak every once in a while if I'm a teacher, and I am not an educator. I'm married to an educator, retired. But I am not the educator.
Okay, so you're leading the board.
That's right.
Yep. We're talking about Legacy Christian Academy. What is Legacy Christian Academy?
You know, that's a really long answer, and I'll try to be succinct as I can. Legacy Christian Academy is actually a product of, I think, God's timing. It is a kindergarten through eighth grade Christian school, and it's centered around biblical worldview to kind of nail the head of that nail with the hammer. But what it really is a culmination of timing that was put on many people's hearts in the community to come together because our families and our kids and our education system is under such a spiritual and social and moral attack here in the United States. And the kids are kind of left unequipped to withstand all of that and stand up for their faith. So it's a long story, but for the most part, the Christian Academy is exactly that. It's where kids can learn from a biblical worldview how to interact in our society today.
Excellent. And you say it's K through eight?
Eighth grade, correct.
Kindergarten through eighth grade. Now, obviously, biblical worldview, but you're also focusing on the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Sure. Sure. The basics never go away. I mean, it's a rigorous academic curriculum that we have. We actually use something called BJU Press, and they center around the biblical worldview. So rather than just teaching, and I'm not that this is bad, but not that it's just teaching memorization of scripture or understanding the books of the Bible or how to read that, but it's actually applying what the Bible says into how kids relate with their families, how kids relate with what they hear is going on in the news. I mean, really looking at things from the biblical perspective. That's really the emphasis here.
I like it. Well, and hopefully not being distracted by too many other things where they can learn well, move on to high school,
and do well in high school rather than be behind because of all the distractions. So I guess a little bit more, how did Legacy come about? Because it's brand new. It is currently September of 2022, and yesterday was the first day of school ever for Legacy.
Right.
How did this come about?
Yesterday was a big day, no doubt. So this has been about an 18 to 20 month journey, and I will just say that it's definitely a God thing. Because some of the people that first got together were all feeling the same thing. We were all being led that, you know, we were just in a tough situation. And our head of school actually is named Sarah Choate. And Sarah is kind of like the spearhead. I mean, she was the one that had enough faith to come together and pick up the phone and start making phone calls to people who the Lord put on her mind to talk with, to go visit and say, hey, this is on my heart. And as only God could have it, she picked a bunch of people that God was also talking to and giving the same ideas.
Yeah.
So in 2021, actually the winter of 2021, Legacy came about because Sarah was faithful, came to the house, started talking to my wife. I overheard what was going on and realized this was absolutely a vision that she had from God, and this was something that we needed to be involved in. Mind you, my wife and I were both retired. We were just getting ready to do nothing, or supposedly enjoy retirement and do the nothing world. And God said, no, you're not done. And he called a number of people.
Yeah.
And so for the last 20-ish months, there have been a number of people who have been brought together seeking the Lord, what his work has called us to do regularly, very often, once, twice a week, many, many times, and has brought these families together to help us put God's Legacy Christian Academy not only on the map, but up and running, like you said,
yeah,
which was yesterday.
Well, that's very exciting. So a long process. Sarah Choate was kind of the vision behind it. But yet, as you said, God was kind of speaking to a lot of people. You know, the church that I serve at, our elders had a meeting. Should we get involved with some kind of private school? Because we need stuff like that. And God told us no. And then this came along, which I think is exciting because even people in our body are wondering about these things. So here's another question then. Why do you think, and maybe why does your team think there is a need for something like Legacy?
Oh my gosh.
And this, I guess we should know, this is in Carson City.
Yeah.
Legacy in Carson City on Snyder Street, Snyder Avenue.
Right.
Why is there a need in our area for something like this?
You know, Derek, it kind of all goes back to what God's been putting on the heart of many parents and many, many believers here in the community. And that's that, you know, not only do we live in a fallen world, but now it's in our face and it's hitting our kids. It's hitting our schools. The things that are being taught in the public schools and even in some cases, some private schools just are not, they're just not right. They're just not right. And the need for Legacy was really spurred on because, and many times we hear this when we listen to our pastors and preachers and they say, you know, go out, do something, be involved.
Yep, yep.
Don't just nod your head and not that praying is insufficient, but do something with your prayers. And that's exactly why there's a need for Legacy, is because God's raising people up. Parents, grandparents, staff, teachers, community people, public, private people, and they're saying, we want to support what Legacy Christian is doing. There's absolutely a need for what Legacy Christian has brought to the communities, and we are so blessed and have continued to see God bring more and more people who have asked the questions and realized this is someplace where our kids need to go.
Well, and this is exciting, you know, because it's one thing to see a need and then another thing for people to come together and see it happen. And this isn't just a business adventure. I mean, clearly this is something of God, I believe. But some of that need, I think, probably comes out of COVID and people seeing what their kids are actually learning and all the things actually happening in school. Have you had those interactions with parents of, my kids are coming because I saw what they were actually being taught?
Right, absolutely. You know, when we first started doing this and started putting together what we would just call some information nights, and we would do that at various locations across the community and invite parents or interested parents to come and kind of express their opinions and hear what the vision for Legacy Christian was about. We would hear, and of course realize this was like in the throes of COVID.
Right.
So it was, you know, I don't want my kid to be mandated to do this or mandated to do that. Where are you at? And, you know, it was early on that we decided that we were not going to be in any way, shape, or form funded or supported by the federal government. So we are completely a nonprofit school that is simply reliant on God's provision for parents, grandparents, other sources of provision to help the kids get the education that they need to have. So, yeah, absolutely. It's been I was just thinking the other day, my wife and I were driving 2 days ago, and it was the day before school was about ready to start. It was the holiday Monday, and we were just thinking, do you realize what has happened?
Yeah.
In just a few months.
Right.
And it's happened.
Yep.
The Lord did it.
Well, not only bringing the team around and somebody like you who was retired and willing to say, I'm going to put the effort, but the building, the location. I guess, is there anything you want to tell us about how God provided where you're at?
Absolutely. You know, again, this is something that, you know, so it's at the Snyder property, which is home of many of God's hours and hours and hours in bringing families together, not only for the school, the property when it was Capital Christian, but later on as the Redemption Church. And then for a variety of reasons, that has been empty property for years and years. And it was on the heart of Sarah, as well as my wife and I and everybody else, when we said, where can we possibly go? What could we do? And everybody was led to believe that God has chosen that property for Legacy Christian. Yeah. And even though it wasn't on the table, it wasn't available, we were told no many times, God provided a way. And it's through many, many people faithfully walking that property, praying around the property, telling other people about the property, asking them to pray for it. And then through a chain of events that, of course, nobody could ever figure out, but the Lord knows, He has dropped that in our lap as the place where not only we felt it needed to be, but is now a realization as to that property being, again, used for the kingdom of God.
Right. Well, and listeners, if you're not familiar with that property, just drive by, go look. It's beautiful. There's trees and a bunch of grass. So it's not like a couple of mobile homes on a parking lot. It's actually a nice place.
Incredible provision, actually. And there's room for growth, which is, again, something that we just absolutely believe in our heart that God will continue to do, is bring provision so that we can continue to grow and reach the kids in the communities.
So what are your goals, hopes, and dreams for Legacy over the next few years?
Well, you know, sometimes, let me preface it this way and say, sometimes our goals, visions, and dreams have us going down one path, but God takes us down a little bit different path. He always gets us where we want to go, but not necessarily by the same path.
Or He always gets us where He wants us to go.
That's exactly right. His way is much better than our way. That's for sure. But I think for the most part, you know, the thing that we're really looking forward to is continuing. It's just already started a partnership with the parents in their homes, a partnership with the local churches, all together working with the school to share God's truth. I mean, I'll just say the school is a multi-denominational school.
I like that.
It's a number of churches from the area, all Bible-believing, Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit churches who have come together, and they said, you know, we're not going to worry about the distinctives necessarily. Yeah. We'll let the parents take care of that. But we want to build the biblical knowledge for the kids and help them develop their talents and their character to impact the world. That's what our hope is that these kids will come and be an impact to the world. Help us bend back the world to what God intended originally for us.
You know, Larry, you didn't answer that the way I expected. Your answer was better. I mean, as I asked, what are your hopes and dreams? I was maybe expecting we're going to get more teachers and more students join and those things. But your hopes and dreams were for each student, what God does in them and through them as they grow. And that was a better answer than what I was looking for.
I'm glad I surprised you.
You did. And I think that's wonderful. I mean, obviously, that's what I think about with my own kids.
Right.
I don't want them just to be around. I want them to be, what does Proverbs say? They are arrows in our quiver that we shoot into the world, and hopefully that we can equip them well. That's wonderful. So does Legacy have room for more students? It started yesterday, the day after Labor Day in September 2022. The room for more?
No. Well, you know what? It's kind of like a family, right? There's always room for more. We've been blessed. I will say this. We've been blessed. We're at about 80% of the enrollment of our big goal, I would say. We're meeting our operational goals at this point, and it's great. But we have room for students. So from kindergarten through eighth grade, our classes are set up such that our kindergarten has one teacher. It's going to max out at about 15 kids. We're getting close, okay. But we have room for more kindergartners. And then the rest of the grades, first and second, are a combo class, as is third and fourth, fifth and sixth, and seventh and eighth. Oddly, and to our surprise, our third and fourth grade enrollment is just about topped out. But for everybody else, we've got room for a few more kids, and we would love to go ahead and see, even though we've started already, if there are families that have an interest, we would love to go ahead and answer those questions and give you more information.
And where would they go get that?
Well, it's as easy as going to the website. There is a portal that says on www.lcanv.org. So that LCANV is Legacy Christian Academy Nevada.
.org.
And there's a spot right on there just to ask for more information. And they'll get a call immediately and an email, and we'll set up a time to go ahead and answer their questions.
Wonderful. And if you're curious, if you didn't get that, it's in the show notes. You can just go down there and click it, and it'll take you right to their website. Now, what does the application process look like?
The application process is surprisingly smooth. We talked about it at some depth and length before we actually put this in place. But the application process from a paper perspective is all online. So the parents will go and they'll fill in some basic general information about their kids, their family, their church, and really give us an idea as to what grade level the kids are looking to be enrolled in. After the application is received and reviewed, we make sure that there's plenty of information on there, and we have all the right contact information. We set up a interview process for both the parents and the students, and they come to the school, and we just sit down and have a very casual conversation. Again, first of all, we have it with the parents and students in the same room. And then what we'll do is we'll take the child out, and we'll get a little bit of an educational assessment for them. Where are they at? How well are they doing? And at the same time, we're talking to the parents, continuing with our conversation with them as to what the school is like and what their expectations are and what the expectations of the school are.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds very relational all the way through. Yeah, I like that. Now, as we are thinking about that, what are the requirements for students, parents, when it comes to faith? Do these kids have to claim to be Christians? Do the parents have to be part of a church? Are there any standards, any requirements there?
That's a great question, Derek, and I'm glad you brought it up because we're a covenant model church.
Okay.
And I think the thing that we need to explain there is a covenant model means there, yes, has to be a relationship in the family and with the student with Jesus Christ. And that is typically because they're attending a church or they're actively seeking a church. We have some people who've just moved here who are still seeking churches. But on our website, we have a very simple statement of faith. This is what we believe. This is what's important. And these are all biblical imperatives that we have at least one parent or guardian sign saying that they will agree and they'll agree and support the child's student education with regard to that.
Excellent, excellent. So a statement of faith is clear, and at least one parent has to be able to sign that saying, we agree with this and we will support this.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Do the kids have to sign any statement of faith?
The kids don't sign a faith, a statement of faith, but what we do is we do have a great conversation with them. It's amazing. Some of these kids, I mean, they just go off, and I think they even surprise the parents when we're sitting there and talking to them and say, well, tell me about Jesus. And they just start speaking from their heart as to, you know, who Jesus is and what Jesus has meant to them. And they give story after story, and their parents many times are blown away. So this is good not only for the kids to be able to have a place where they can learn to build each other up, but be built up to be disciples for Christ. And it's helping the families as well.
Absolutely. Let me ask a question that I know somebody listening right now goes, oh, I'm intimidated maybe. My kid doesn't know much about the Bible. We haven't been in church yet. What would you say to that parent whose kid is going to come in and not know a lot?
You know, and we find that. And part of that is because of COVID. There were some kids who have grown up. I mean, they were pre-kindergarten age when COVID started, and they're kindergarten or first grade now, and parents didn't have a chance to go to church, or they were afraid that, you know, with all the information or misinformation or uninformation that was out there, that maybe going to a large congregation or a body where people were gathering wasn't a great idea. So we do see that, and we did hear that was happening. I would just say that, you know, these kids are all young, and it's most important right now that as they are in their formative years, that they do get the education and the teaching about what God's truth is and where it comes from. And that his Bible is the one and only truth. And there are so many other influences out there. We want to start the kids young and really make sure they have a good foundation.
Absolutely. Now, through the week, you know, I mean, it's school Monday through Friday, going to class. Is there any kind of spiritual classes or chapels that are part of the curriculum or part of the days?
Good question. And the answer is yes and yes. we have specific biblical teaching. We have worship time carved out. But in addition to that, it's important to know that the BJU Press curriculum actually has biblical worldview woven into the curriculum. You know, it's really all about understanding God had a plan for us, and, you know, he wants us to be much like him. He wants us to glorify him. He wants us to be able to do that. And you can't do any of that if you don't know how to read and write and do math and understand science.
Yes.
So it's all about looking at it from the biblical perspective of why are we learning and what do we need to learn and what do we do with that learning?
Yep, absolutely. I love that. Now, what are the needs? So people listening, and maybe people hear, yes, there's a need for this school in the area. What is Legacy need at the moment, or what could they use?
Wow. I really think of two things. And the first one is just continued prayer. I will tell you that Legacy is here because of faithful prayer warriors. So the first thing we need is just to have the awareness in the community that Legacy is here to pray for the school, to pray for the students, pray for the parents and grandparents who, you know, it's tough for them. Maybe they weren't ready to let their kids go, or maybe it was a tuition issue. Pray for the staff, and mainly, I would say, pray for our churches, our local churches, to be bold and to press forward and to partner with us. We've been blessed to partner with a few churches so far who kind of got the early word of what we were doing. We're going to continue to have outreach to the churches in the area. And I know it's a big request, but the request really is to have all the churches help do their part. Talk to the congregation. Help us invite us in. Let us talk to parents or maybe a Bible study group or anything so that we can help get the word out as to what Legacy is doing for the kids in the area. That's the first one.
Okay.
And the second one is, quite honestly, we're a startup. We're a nonprofit. We're inspired by God. We're a bunch of people that came together that have never put together a school together. We all have some wonderful backgrounds, but we have never done this before. So I would just say, in addition to the prayer, we need to be mindful of the provision that we need to have so that we can pay for all of those upfront costs and ongoing costs that we have. We started with nothing, and this school has been a blessing because God blessed it and brought and put on many people's hearts that they wanted to support us. And we're going to continue to need that support. And I would just say one of the things that is probably the easiest thing to do is just to look at the website and just go right on there. And we have two buckets, basically. And we've been absolutely blessed. First bucket is tuition assistance. There are a lot of families who we knew were not going to be able to, in their budget, be able to take care of the tuition for one or even multiple children.
Yep.
But the tuition assistance program, we have a number of churches. We have a number of individual donors who have given to the tuition assistance fund. And we use a third party to kind of determine what level of assistance they can get. And I am happy to say that we have been able to award tens of thousands of dollars across numerous students so that they can come to the school. So if you have a heart to contribute to a nonprofit, that where the money is going to go to just an incredible eternal mission, it would be to pour into the lives of these kids through our tuition assistance fund. And the other part of our giving is our second bucket, which is simply just our operational bucket, and that is seed funding for all the things, from the curriculum to the desks to the
teacher salaries,
you know, paying the light bill, and all those kind of things. So if there is anything that we would ask for, it would say, look at the website, go to the giving tab, pray about it, and if there's a place where the Lord is leading you to support Legacy Christian, it's that simple. And in a few clicks, it can be done.
Yes. Well, and I think it's important, if you're listening and you're not familiar, here in Nevada, our schools, our public schools are supported through taxes, property taxes, I think primarily. But there is not an option for parents to choose to take any amount of money. Some states have that, where you can choose to go to a private school and the money that would go to the public school instead goes to the private. That's not possible here. That doesn't exist. And so this is a private school. It does cost, and it's not paid by the government at all, as you mentioned. They're not going to be involved with it. And so just if you're listening, you hear that, and maybe you don't have kids, but you've got grandkids, or maybe you've got some spare cash, this is an investment in the kingdom. You know, and this podcast is all about the kingdom. And this is definitely a kingdom work. Now, do speak, because it's a private school, there is tuition. Speak to the parent that's listening and going, man, that sounds great. I would love for my kid to focus just on education from a biblical worldview. But there's no way. I mean, inflation is going up. We're paycheck to paycheck. Where are we going to find the money for this?
Right. You know, Derek, I think sometimes I want to just kind of back up a little bit, because it's real easy to say, gosh, this is a private Christian school. I think that needs to be broken down a little bit, because a lot of times when we think private, it's private versus public. Mm. So we're thinking public, free, private, tuition. And that's the end of the story, and that's the choice you make. But that's not really the choice. The choice is whether or not you want to go beyond the tuition and say the bigger story is, what are the kids learning? What's at stake? What are we pouring into their hearts? What are we teaching them to be? And as they grow up, they need, and I think parents believe this, they want their kids to be all the Lord has created them to be and to have that relationship and love with God. So I just wanted to kind of say that about the word private. Yes, it's a private school, but it's a private school that charges a tuition for a purpose.
Yep.
And the purpose is what I hope people focus on. As far as affording it goes, you know, it kind of works into the bigger story. And as difficult as it may be to say or to hear this, I can say that most of the families who have enrolled their kids have all done so by making some kind of sacrifice. They've looked at their budget. Yep. They've figured out what they're going to have to cut out or maybe not do. We've heard stories of saying, you know, we used to take some pretty lavish vacations. Well, yes. We're going to scale those back and we're going to go camping instead. Or just different things like that where families can go ahead and say, I realize I need to make a sacrifice for the grander purpose of providing the education for the kids that I know is going to mean something for a very, very long time. We're spiritual investors, I would pray. And that we're investing into God's plans for our kids. My wife and I are grandparents, and we have a grandson going there. We're helping the family out with that. But at one point in time, we had our kids who were younger, and they went to a Christian school. And I will tell you, it was peanut butter and jelly sometimes we had. We carpooled, we sold one car, we figured out how to make it work. We relied on friends. Birthday gifts were not lavish. They were sometimes made at home.
Yep.
And that's what we did. And I know it sounds like a big ask, but again, remember what the bigger story is here, and it's not the tuition. It's what the tuition provides for those kids as they learn to be kids in God's kingdom.
I appreciate that, because it comes down to priorities.
Absolutely.
And often we can afford what matters. Mm-hmm. But also, if we look at our budget, we might be all the way down and not see it. But one of the things I like to say is that God's work done God's way never lacks God's provision.
Amen.
And we made the decision we have two kids at Sierra Lutheran High School. And when we made the decision to move that direction, there was no way we could afford it. And God provided in unique ways as we moved forward. And so I would encourage the parent, move forward in the process, check it out, and just watch how God might provide if that's what he has for you.
That's a great point, Derek. And I would just echo that same thing. Watch what the Lord will do.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Move forward in obedience. And if you don't have a budget, you need to get a budget, and that might mean meeting with somebody. I've been blessed to meet with people who don't have a budget and get to work through and realize you got a lot of money going a place you didn't know it was going.
That's right.
And you can cut here, and they didn't even realize. So just being aware of where your money goes can be life-changing.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Larry, anything else you want to say about Legacy Christian Academy to parents or grandparents before we close?
Well, I would just open the invitation one more time to say, you know what? We're not full. We're doing great, but we would love to go ahead and be able to reach more families and more kids. So go to the website, absolutely fill in the information block, requesting more information. We would love to talk to you. I just think that there is a change happening in our community, and there's it's going to be important that we continue to fuel our kids in this community, because they're our future. They're going to be the ones that are our leadership, our business people, our ministers, our doctors, our lawyers. And it's very, very important that you support the kids in your community. So I would just welcome that opportunity to talk to more parents or grandparents or guardians of kids who said, this is important to me, and I know it's going to be important to my kids.
I love it. Well, and let me finish by saying one thing. I know some of the teachers there, Sarah and the kindergarten teacher, and they're good. They're not hacks. These are quality people with great experience. They're going to get a good education from great people. I know parents of kids that are going there. It's going to be a good community to be part of.
Absolutely. And just a note on that, you know, I know that early on we had the question come up and say, are all your teachers licensed teachers? And the answer is yes, absolutely. In private schools in the state of Nevada, I don't even believe they need to be fully licensed educators, but we chose to do that.
Yep.
We've just, again, been blessed with some incredible folks who are teaching our kids.
I appreciate that. Excellent. Well, thank you, Larry, for being with us and sharing about Legacy Christian Academy.
Derek, thank you for your time. Had a great time being here and look forward to sharing more in the community.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Over Castle podcast. If your church is not represented on the website, we want to know about it. Please go to our contact form at our website, which is kingdomovercastlenv.com. Fill out the contact form, and we want to know about your church. We want to include you on the website so that people can find out about you. If you know of a serve opportunity in our area where believers can get behind whatever it is, please go to our website. Let us know about that. If your church wants to be included, and we hope you do, in our ongoing tracking of salvations in our area, please, again, go to our website at kingdomovercastlenv.com, fill out the contact form, and we will create an ongoing communication with you, with your church, so that we can know what God is doing. Serve opportunities, celebrations of salvations and baptisms, and all of that can be included on the website as well as on the podcast. So thank you for listening, and we want to know what God is doing. Thank you very much.
Church, we pray, revive this earth.